Hi, Duchess. Today is the 6th of September, 1970. And let's see, last night, I made a tape to Cree Windus. Cree had sent me a tape, and yesterday was a bad day. We seem to have many of them lately. Many things happen, but I had to work to about 4 o'clock. Usually we quit working at 12:30, but I've been all alone in the headquarters this week, and so I came home at 4. I was totally exhausted, really just beat. I went right to bed, and I woke up about 7 or 8 o'clock, and I played Cree's tape, and it was very good to hear from her. Things are going quite well with her, and she had mentioned your letter, I think, of June, that she had still not answered. But she was very, very happy to hear from you. And so I very quickly just talked right back on the tape she had sent me. Because if I don't do it right away, I have a tendency not to do it at all. And then I went back to bed, and I slept until 9 or so this morning. And today is Sunday morning. It's the only day I get a chance to sleep late, and not always is that true. Anyway, everything is well. I feel fine, Duchess. I was just very, very tired. The beginning of the week, the whole week has been extremely hectic, very, very much so. Jane left to go to the States on Tuesday, the 1st. She will be gone 2 months. She lives in Stockton, California, but she will be going to Washington, D.C. to attend a meeting and then on to Philadelphia for the Recreational Congress, the National Recreational Congress. They have it once a year, and after that she probably will return to the West Coast before coming to Vietnam. This should bring her some time here, I guess the end of October. That was on Monday she left. 2 nights before that, we had a little party. One was here in my room. That was on Sunday night, last Sunday, a week ago today. And there were 7 or 8 of us here. And it was quite a drinking party, and I had made all these hors d'oeuvres, and I must say myself, it was a good party. The next night, there was a party, an AG party. Colonel Allen, who has been our AG for a number of months, was leaving. They had a party for him, and then afterwards, Vera had a little get-together over in her trailer. So, with 2 late nights, and then, as I say, Jane left. And then on Tuesday morning, Vera left. Actually, Vera left Monday afternoon. She went down to Saigon. But she left country on Wednesday morning, I'm sorry, the 2nd, to go to Hong Kong. Vera has only been over here 3 months. She has been out of country 3 times at least. Her sister is visiting in Asia, and she visited her sister a few weeks ago in Bangkok, and this week she went to Hong Kong. Then Charmaine went to bed. She had a fever of 102, and the doctor put her in bed for a few days. And so yours truly was left, Duchess, to run the whole program. Beth Carney did come down from the north, but Beth is a complete and utter waste. She came one day and she went to the beauty parlor for 2.5 hours. I don't even take lunch. We're so busy. Beth can afford to go to the beauty parlor for, as I said, 2.5 hours. Then that night she went to a party in Saigon, so the next morning, instead of being at work at 7:30, she got in around 11 or so. Meanwhile, I was running my backside off from 7:30 until 11:30. We had the girl clearing, we had a meeting that I had to attend, and Beth did say she was sorry. She had missed the bus. This is Beth Carney, Duchess, you know, in the hour of need. Anyway, I was just as happy Beth left. She went up north again on Friday. So it has been a very, very, very hectic week. I was to the point of just shaking yesterday. I was so tired and so much mental pressure. And then, but I feel fine today. I just need a few hours rest. And then yesterday morning, I found out that on Friday afternoon, one of our brand new girls in country, she is here about 3 weeks, Jacqueline Taylor, real sweet gal, very, very pleasant. I've just come from her room, just prior to making this tape. She was on a chopper. She was working a split time, so she had the afternoon off, Duchess, and she decided to go joyriding on a chopper with the crew. The crew was showing off because they had a female, and so they flew here and there and back again, and then they went out, and I don't know if they were on an official mission or what. They were firing their guns, and anyway, the plane crashed. No one was very, very seriously injured. However, most of them were slightly injured. I've just come from Jackie's room, and she has a huge black eye, just as purple and black, and she has several stitches over her left eye. The pilot was, they thought he had internal injuries. He was operated on. He did not have internal injuries. The co-pilot has a problem with his back. And so it goes. As I said, they all could have been killed. They were very, very fortunate. The aircraft was demolished. Most of them were unconscious. They don't even know what happened. And Jackie did spend one night in the hospital. She's now in her room. She just lives right the building next to mine. Anyway, she's more than upset. And there is a full investigation underway. The problem is that we're authorized to fly if we have a purpose in mind, if we're on official business. Jackie was not. Jackie was just joyriding. So I don't know what the outcome will be. These things happen. We've had several incidents of this nature, but we have been most fortunate that nobody has been killed. But I cannot impress upon these young, new girls that they're here to serve. They're not here to go joyriding. And Jackie tells me she was even firing guns. Can you believe this? Brand new, out of college. Everybody coming to Vietnam for the fun, the adventure, the excitement. But these crew members, the pilot and the co-pilot, if the investigation can prove that they were at fault or fooling around in an aircraft. I don't know if they were on a mission or what they were on. But they never should have been carrying a female, a civilian, at that. But if they can prove anything faulty as far as negligence on the part of the individual, their career is finished in the military. Not to mention who is going to repay the government for, I don't know, $2 million worth of plane or something. Anyway, time will only tell. But I was very glad that she was not seriously injured, and we're just going to have to wait. So that's the kind of a thing that comes up every little once in a while. That and a lot of other things. Two or three incidents of attempted rape in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And some of it's serious, but just some of it isn't. Some of it is built up to be more than it really is. It's very hard. We have about 65 females in country. Have two brand new girls down in Saigon. I have to pick up two more this afternoon. There goes my Sunday afternoon. We have two more tomorrow night and one on Tuesday. That's a total of 7 by Tuesday that will be brand new. We've had all kinds of new girls coming over. We'll probably be well over 70 people. As I say, most of them are very young, right out of college, never worked before full time. And in 2 or 3 days, you try and orientate them, get their passes, get them processed, get their bank accounts, get everything going. And you give them all these do's and don'ts. But it's like talking to the wall sometimes. They don't know where they are. They don't know who they are. And it's very, very hard. And, of course, the men are at fault because they bend over backwards to do anything for a female. There are so few. And so there you have the whole dilemma. Anyway, enough about that. But that's the way these things just drain me. They really do, because everything is a report and everything is a verification and 18 copies of this and that. It's too bad. But as I said, they were lucky. I could have been killed, all of them. Okay, now for other news, right? Let's see, one or two things I jotted down. One of the girls, Terry Zuber, has just gone home, Duchess. She lives in Delano, New Jersey. And Terry's kind of a unique individual. She was the club director at Bearcat before leaving this country. She has been here many times, many weeks, 54 weeks, I think, maybe 4 years or something that is. She has been all over Vietnam. She's kind of emotional, kind of hot-headed. Many people don't like her. I got along pretty well with Terry. Anyway, she will be giving you a call, I think. I told her to give you a call, stop down, say hello. She, too, will be attending the conference in Philadelphia for recreation. And I told her to take notes in case there was a good lead or something. So just in case you hear from her, you'll know that she worked here with me in Vietnam. And her name is Terry Zuber. She's kind of dramatic, Duchess. Anyway, I thought you might enjoy saying hello to her. Let's see. This little sergeant works down the hall from me. He's real cute. I don't even know his name. His first name is Ken, and his last name is something like McDonald or something. Anyway, he is going home shortly, and he has some orders. He sent some packages to you for me. These were things I had in my room. I had no idea of the things I had accumulated. Little things, Duchess, that I had purchased, 6 months ago or something, 8 months ago, and never got around to sending it. And so he said, Ann, I'll wrap them for you and put them in the mail. He doesn't have a lot to do right now because, as I say, he's getting short. And so I did. I gave him all these things last week, and he's putting them, he's wrapping them real well, and he's putting them in the mail. Two or three packages are already in the mail, and there will be two or three more. I think there's a total of six. One will be a registered package. And in the registered package, Duchess, there are several pieces of jewelry. There are three rings. One is mine, the black sapphire. The other one is yours. And the third one isn't a very good ring. I did not buy it. Somebody gave me that about a year ago. They bought it back from Bangkok. And I think it's really for a child. But you'll know the difference when you see the rings. And I thought you might like your ring. I had wanted to save it and bring it home because half the fun is watching the expression on someone's face when you give them something. And so I will miss that. But I thought perhaps you'd like to have the ring and wear it. And then there were three other pieces of jade. They're necklaces, they're a good charm piece, I think, and a pendulum. Anyway, they're in jewelry boxes. I think that probably is all that. Oh, there's some beads, some beggar's beads. You've seen those before. We have some home. One set, the white pair Bill Hawk gave me. There are also some Cambodian rubbings. You know the temple rubbings we have of Bangkok that are hanging on the wall? Well, these are larger ones, Duchess, and they're thicker. And my girls gave it to me, and they're two temple rubbings. I don't think they have been mailed yet because they have to be wrapped so that they don't bend in the middle. Anyway, I'll have to get them framed when I get home. They're too big to get framed over here. They'd be too hard to ship. And then they have some beef fondue forks, right, or little sticks for hors d'oeuvres. And there's some hand towels there. There's one set of hand towels with the, I forget the name of the flower. It's that winter flower, poinsettia. I thought Mother might like those. There are three good boomerangs. One is a souvenir, type, and the other three are supposedly authentic boomerangs. I picked those up in Australia. I'm sure you wanted all these things. Oh, and then the candlestick, Duchess. I did, the night of Jane's party, I used the candlestick and I lit the candle, and it burned down about a foot. I hadn't planned on it, but everybody wanted to see it. And so you have one. I love that candlestick. I really am crazy about it, and I think it'll look lovely in any room with this big candle. I'm very fond of that. Anyway, I thought you might get a charge out of it, and perhaps you'd like to burn the candle, too. Also, my certificate of achievement is coming to you. That's the one Carolyn sent me. It has General Caguin's signature on it. I thought it would be better to send it home. There are a couple of bells, just little bells that I picked up in Tokyo. I thought they're kind of cute. I think there are two or three of those, at least. They're on the way. And then there's a kimono that I picked up in Osaka. I think this is running out, Duchess. We'll flip over on the other side.